Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was just telling everybody, John, that I really think that your vote is something that I can understand.
Yeah.
So I'm not bringing you on the show to have you defend your vote necessarily, but explain your vote as to why it was that you went with Scherzer.
Sure. I'll preface it by saying it wasn't an easy decision. I spent hours, going looking over stuff. I have the MLB extra innings package, so I looked at, I watched each of his last five starts, and I watched Scherzer's starts, and I was torn. I was really torn, between 18 wins, which I value wins, over performance. And a 1.7 ERA is nothing to be sneezed at, to be overlooked. I mean, it's tremendous. But I had a nice talk with Randy Jones up in the press box, and and I asked him what he thought, and he said, "You know what? You got to win. If your team gets you one run, you got to throw a shutout. If they get you two runs, you can give up one. If they give you three runs, you can give up two." And he said, "You have to find a way to win for your ball club, no matter what the run support is." And that was kind of the tiebreaker in my mind, because and 300 strikeouts, which is historic as some of the historic numbers that DeGrom put up. Only 17 pitchers since 1900 have struck out 300 batters in a season. So there was a lot to consider. But what it came down to is 18 wins versus 10.
Now, John, is it based on the way the game is looked at now? Did that factor into your decision at all? Because I think based on looking at how everybody voted, this seems to be a lot of people in the camp that for starting pitcher, wins don't matter as much, or at least they don't look at them the same like they used to, like somebody like RJ does. Did that factor in at all?
It obviously it does now, Tony. I mean, when you look at it, and I honestly thought, and I've had several writers from around the country reach out, and I honestly thought Scherzer would get 5 to 7 first place votes.
Yeah, I did too.
And that DeGrom would win it because that was the way things were going. But I thought Scherzer would get some support. But I think you're exactly right. Is everybody kind of looked at analytics.
Yeah.
And they in the modern game, wins don't matter as much as the other numbers that you're putting up. And I'll tell you, the Mets did a tremendous job in putting out information on DeGrom.
They were
bombarding you every week with numbers, and which is what I would have done if I was on their media relations department. That's exactly what I would have done. But you're right. I think this is more analytic than it's ever been.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. John Nafee is our guest, a well-respected baseball guy, one of our favorites here in San Diego, works for the Union Tribune, joining us on 97.3 The Fan. One other thing, John, I'm going to throw this out just so you have it in your hip pocket. I don't know if you saw this, but somebody tweeted this today, that the Mets' record when DeGrom started this year was 14-18 as a team. That was the same record that the White Sox had this year when Lucas Giolotto started, and Giolotto had the highest ERA in all of baseball at 6.39, yet his team's record was 14-18 when he pitched. I'm throwing that out to give you a little more ammunition, because I think you have a case here, and I'm not upset that DeGrom won the award, but I am upset that anybody, especially those people in New York, although I have to consider the source,
right,
that some of the people in New York were upset, and you're probably getting a lot of hate mail from that part of the country right now. I mean, don't worry about stuff like that, because I think your decision made a lot of sense.
Well, thank you. And that is good information. And you know, believe me, I probably have 50 emails from, and I'm learning new words and new combination of words that I didn't know you could use some of these words in combinations like this.
John, I can relate because I made the mistake of trying to defend Chase Utley in that playoffs a few years ago, My Twitter feed was just crushed with people, and I didn't even know you could go as low as some of these people were going. But I learned real quickly that you don't mess with a New Yorker.
It's unbelievable, Tom. And it's great to have your opinion, and it's great to be a fan.
Yeah.
And to support your guy, that's what the game's all about. But, God, have some civility.
Right. Well, as we're sitting here and we're talking about DeGrom and Scherzer, was there anything else that you may felt like that made the vote that you haven't really gotten to yet in this interview that you want people to know as far as why you went the route you went?
No, not really. I mean, the one thing that I really like about Scherzer is that he's such a bulldog.
Yeah.
You know, he's what, you know, and having played the game, and probably not very well, but, you know, and being a catcher, I loved pitchers who were bulldogs and who took the ball and were able to, to hold velocity late into games and, were able to throw a fastball at the letters by you in the eighth inning. I love his mound presence.
Yeah.
And not that DeGrom doesn't have it, but I think Scherzer has a little more of it. He's just he's just, like I said, he's just a bulldog.
Well, I'm proud of you, John. I really am. I usually wind up the lone guy in arguments. It happens all the time, even on this show. I lose to all these guys and all the phone callers. So I'm proud of you, just making your vote. And you have reasons behind why you did your vote. It's not like you just flipped it out there to create controversy. Now, did you hear that the NL MVP award that went to Christian Yelich today, there was also only one vote against him?
Oh, no, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
So there was only one vote that didn't vote for Christian Yelich. We're assuming you didn't get to vote in the MVP race as well, right?
No, you only get to vote in one major award. So I should reach out to whoever that one person was. And
whoever it is will probably reach out to you before too long.
Well, fortunately for whoever it is, Milwaukee's, they tread a little lighter than New Yorkers do.
They do.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.